performers are Jane Fallon, Loose Chain, Sean Dressel, and David Gibbons, if Fitzgibbons, if he's here by then. Jane Fallon's an amazing woman who's been writing a lot of great songs and having some wonderful shows, one of which is on October 14th out at the Bull Run restaurant, and she can tell you something about it. It's very exciting. Please welcome Jane Fallon.
Yeah, we got a big project. Fellow you're hearing tonight, Jeff Root, doing the mini set, is involved in it. It's a live recording of my next CD, which was 7 songs I wrote in 7 days, and the stories that go with them, with my dad's stories traveling around with him in Oregon, are part of a book I'm writing. It's all going together. It's one great big thing. So I just got out of the studio in April with a new CD, and I thought, I'm not going back in the studio for a while. So I said, let's just record the thing live and get it over with. So we've got a bunch of really great people. Jeff, Steve Gilligan on bass, Bob Francis on mandolin, Rob Carlson on lap steel, Tag Bernard on piano. Great show. So if you're interested, I have flowers, and I have some tickets. So if you're just $10, great show. After the CD recording, we're having a special invitational for songwriters. I've invited 4 other songwriters to join me, and I'll be doing duets of their songs. Tom Smith, John McAuliffe, John Swenson, and Mark Stepakoff. So it's going to be a very varied night, a lot of fun. So let me know if you're interested. I'll give you some more information. I'm also writing a blog online. You can follow the blog as we go along about what we're doing to get this thing going. But today I'm going to sing something off my City Girl album, which is my one I did before last, because today on Facebook, Dan Tappan, there was a thing going around saying 15 songs that are memorable that you just can't get out of your head. Well, he put one of my songs on there. I was just touched. He just heard it, I guess. And I haven't sung this song in a long time. That's why I have the words here. And I'm going to try to sing it tonight. It's based on a Greek myth of Psyche, who wanted to see her lover's face. He would come in at night only to be with her, and then he'd have to leave before the dawn. And she got to thinking he was a gargoyle of some sort, and she had to see him and whatever. So she tries to see him, and of course, the minute he's seen, he disappears. And that's what this song's about. Came to me just like the wind on the night that we were wed, and wrapped his love like a soft cocoon around our marriage bed. But he left before the rosy brush of dawn could paint the sky, saying, mark my words, my own true love, and do not ask me why. I will pour my songs of love so gently in your ear. My sainted will caress your skin as you walk the day, my dear. And you may touch and you may taste, but you may never ever see my face. For many months our hearts were one, our souls like limbs entwined, our passion brighter than the sun and older than mankind. But before the sun came knocking on my shutters as we slept, he whispered to me softly as from my arms he crept. I will pour my songs of love so gently in your ear. My scented will caress your skin as you walk the day, my dear. And you may touch and you may taste, you may never ever see my face. Nagging doubt as old as sin, it would not let me be. What kind of monster is businessman that he won't let me see. I bought a lamp, filled it with oil, and the flame it lit the room. As I gazed down on the sleeping face of my beloved groom, his form so noble and so rare, I bent my head and cried to think that such an angel had lain there by my side. Stabbed by guilt and flushed with shame, I quickly turned away. But truth will out, and one small drop of oil did me betray. With a cry of sharp alarm, he wakened with a start, and in his eyes I saw the wound that reached down to his heart. And there before my faithless eyes, I saw him disappear. And what he said came back to me. Please mark these words, my dear. I will pour my songs of love so gently in your ear. Your scent, it will caress your skin as you walk the day, my dear. And you may touch, and you may, but you may never ever see my face. I sit here in this cold dark wood, to my sad fate resigned. What had brought me only bliss no longer could be mine. For it was not that I could touch and taste. No, I could never be content till I had seen his face.
Thank you.
Wasn't that gorgeous? Jane Fallon. We're going to have two more open